USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is meeting with President Biden again to discuss the debt ceiling. Prior to heading into that meeting, McCarthy held out hope a deal could be reached in time to avoid default.
We can get a deal tonight, we get a deal tomorrow, but you've got to get something done this week to be able to pass it and move it to the Senate.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. could default on its debt as soon as June 1st if Congress doesn't raise the nation's borrowing limit. A judge entered a not guilty plea for the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students. Brian Koberger appeared in court today where his attorney informed the judge that Koberger would not be entering a plea. His trial is set to begin on October 2nd and last for 6 weeks. Writer E. Jean Carroll is seeking to amend her initial defamation lawsuit against former President Trump. Her attorneys want to account for defamatory statements he made about her after a jury found him liable for battery and defamation in a second lawsuit that the former Elle magazine columnist filed against him last November. Her original lawsuit was filed in 2019. There was no immediate response from Trump or his attorneys. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott officially joined the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. In making his announcement, Scott talked about his upbringing in a single-parent household, saying America is the land of opportunity, not oppression.
Anyone from anywhere at any time could rise above their wildest expectations and imagination.
Scott, who's the only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, said the U.S. is retreating from patriotism and faith under the Biden administration. Cases of Bud Light that went unsold and have expired after the Dylan Mulvaney controversy are now being bought back by Anheuser-Busch. The beer didn't sell after the company used the transgender influencer in a marketing campaign. The brewer says it's planning a branding revamp that will focus on football and country music. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
The White House is threatening to veto a Republican-led measure that would cancel President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. The White House said the move would deprive hardworking Americans of much-needed student debt relief. The president's plan would cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loans for millions of eligible loan borrowers. TikTok is suing the state of Montana. A new law there keeps residents of that state from being allowed to download the TikTok app, and it prevents the company from operating in Montana. Lawyers for TikTok say the Montana law violates the First Amendment. If you're traveling to Southern California to get some of its famous casual lifestyle, you might think about avoiding one of the Southland's busiest airports.
A new survey by Forbes ranks John Wayne Airport in Burbank, California, as the nation's angriest. The survey is based on tweets, about 37,000 Twitter posts over a one-year period. When it comes to John Wayne Airport, 66% of all tweets about it were angry. The biggest complaint, the noise level. The next angriest airport, Jacksonville, Florida, followed by Omaha, Tampa, and San Antonio. I'm Richard Johnson.
And sorry, ladies, but one of the world's wealthiest bachelors is off the market. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is engaged to his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. He popped the question while the two were sailing around Europe. Bezos and Sanchez have been dating since 2019, following his divorce from Mackenzie Scott. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.